Landing Craft, Administration, 389. Early History. Ordered and delivered as landing craft infantry, large, for the U.S. Navy, she was built by George Lawley and Sons, Neponset, Massachusetts. She was laid down November 17, 1943, as an LCI 351 class vessel, built to a revised design. The superstructure was enlarged and now occupied the full width of the ship, removing the main deck walkway access fore and aft. The original bridge, which formed the front of the superstructure, was replaced by a raised circular structure located roughly amidships on the superstructure. The defensive armament was reconfigured to reflect this new layout, and was increased to 5 single 20mm Oerlikon guns mounted in tubs, one bow-mounted, one each to port and starboard forward of the wheelhouse, one each to port and starboard aft of the superstructure. She was launched November 27, 1943 and was transferred to the Royal Navy under the Lend-Lease Agreement on November 30, 1943 and commissioned as LCI, L-389. She sailed from Norfolk, Virginia for Bermuda in late January 1944 in company with LCILs 374, 387, 388, 389. 390 and 391 as the last flight of 6 craft for delivery to the UK, leaving Bermuda on February 2. 3 of them, 374, 389 and 390, were to join the 265th LCI, L, flotilla on their arrival, the other 3 joining the 266th LCI, L, flotilla. Operation Neptune. LCI, L-389 participated in the invasion of Normandy, 6 June 1944. She was assigned to T Squadron at Portsmouth, part of Assault Force S1 comprising 265th LCI, L-flotilla, 374, 381, 382, 383, 385, 386, 389 and 390, 266th LCI, L, flotilla, 241, 375, 376, 384, 387, 388 and 391, and the 39th and 47th LCT flotillas. Assault Force S1 was tasked with landing elements of the 3rd Infantry Division on Sword Beach. Unlike the wider Gold and Juno beaches, the assault on Sword had only a single beach sector at Labrec, codenamed Queen, which was split into 2 narrow beaches designated as Queen White and Queen Red. During the assault, LCI, LS landed elements of the 3rd, British Infantry Division 9th Infantry Brigade, comprising of the 2nd Battalion Royal Ulster Rifles, 2nd Battalion Lincolnshire Regiment and 1st Battalion King's Own Scottish Borderers. Conversion to an administration ship. In the autumn of 1944, LCI, L-389 was one of 20 vessels that were selected for conversion to landing craft administration vessels. All were LCI 351 class vessels. The designation LCA already existed, so the suffix Q was chosen for the new classification. The conversion work was carried out at Bowness on the 4th and involved the creation of extra office spaces, and additional single cabins were installed to accommodate staff officers. Allocated to the East Indies Fleet. On completion of her conversion, LCQ 389 was one of a large number of landing craft that were reallocated for service with the East Indies Fleet. After the D-Day landings, plans were made to relocate large numbers of major landing craft from the UK to the Eastern Theatre under the codename Appian. Convoys of craft, referred to as flights, sailed for India and Ceylon, calling at Gibraltar, Oran, Malta, Portsead, Aden, and Bombay. The first flight, A, sailed on November 15, 1944. LCQ-389 sailed with Flight C in late December. She was in convoy with LCQ-391 and LCTs-114, 1102, 1105, 1139, 1140, 1153, and 1158, LCGs 5, 6, 7, 13, and 449, LCTR 398, and 484. On arrival in India, she was based at Bombay. No information is available about her activities until she was allocated to participate in Operation Zipper in September 1945. Operation Zipper and the reoccupation of Malaya. In its original form, Zipper was an operation to mount an amphibious landing in the Port Swettenham and or Port Dickson area of the Malayan coast planned for October 1945. After the Japanese surrender in August, all operations were on hold as plans to accept the surrender of Japanese forces in Malaya and Singapore were put into action. However, political constraints meant that no landing could take place until after the signing of surrender in Tokyo on September 2, 1945. The delay meant that all plans were now to change. Thus, the reoccupation of Malaya would take place in three phases. Phase 1 would be the recapture of Penang Island, Operation Jurist. Phase 2 would be the recapture of Singapore by the 5th Indian Division, Operation Tide Race. Phase 3 would be the seaborne assault of northwest Malaya in the Port Dickson, Port Swettenham area with landings near Morab with the 25th Indian Division and the 37th Brigade of the 23rd Indian Division. This was a modified Zipper, carried out as planned and rehearsed, but the covering air and sea bombardment had been cancelled. The forces participating in these three operations were escorted by the battleships Nelson, flying the flag of Admiral Walker, and Richelieu, the cruisers Nigeria, Cleopatra, and Ceylon, with air cover from the 21st Aircraft Carrier Squadron, comprising of the cruiser Royalist, flag of Commodore Oliver, and the escort carriers Amir, Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, Pursuer and Stalker with 15 destroyers. Operation Jurist, at 1200 on August 28, ships Nelson, Ceylon, Attacker, Hunter, Darter, Petard, Voyage, Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma arrived off of Penang Island. On September 1, the C&C East Indies fleet, Admiral Sir Arthur Power transferred from Cleopatra to Nelson at Georgetown, and the official surrender of Japanese forces on Penang Island was signed on the 2nd. At 08:00 the following day, 400 Royal Marines under the command of Lieutenant Colonel G.B. Grant were landed from the LSIs Princess Beatrix and Queen Emma. This was Force Roma, formed in July from the Marine detachments aboard Nelson, Ceylon, Nigeria and Phoebe. Operation Zipper, at 0500 on the 8th, Nelson in company with the light cruisers Ceylon and Nigeria, escorted by destroyers Nubian, Paladin and Relentless, sailed from Georgetown to cover the Zipper assault convoys en route to their assembly point off Port Swettenham. They were to be joined by the escort carriers Emperor, Hunter, Khedive, and Stalker to provide air cover for the landings. LCQ 389 sailed from Bombay with assault convoy JMA-2A on August 29 and arrived at Port Swettenham beachhead on September 9. LCQ 381, 391 and 491 sailed from Mandapam with convoy JMD-1B on August 29 for Operation Zipper. LCH 101, 168 and 248 in company with LCILs 115, 121, 127, 136, 183, 217, 256, 266, 277, 305, 311, sailed from Mandapam, India on August 31 in assault convoy JMD-1C. Other convoys had sailed from Cochin, Madras, Visakhapatnam, Calcutta, Chittagong, and Rangoon. The Zipper assault convoys converged on the Malayan coast off Port Swettenham. Once assembled at first light on September 9, the ships of the assault convoys formed into two assault groups codenamed W1 and W2. As for Operation Dracula, the British airborne and amphibious assault on Rangoon, Burma, May 1, 1945, Senior Officer Assault Group W1 was aboard HMS Nith and that of W2 aboard HMS Waveney. On reaching the low airing point off Morib, the assault group senior officers transferred to the LCHs. It is not clear which landing craft headquarters were used by which assault group. The landings were not a success. Numerous factors and mistakes made by the need to revise the plans several times resulted in stranded vehicles and ships. The beach survey was wrong. The sand was not suitable for heavy machinery, which bogged down and blocked the beaches. The assault was actually an hour late in its execution. Force W was operating on Ceylon time, not Burma time, so the expected high tide had in fact ebbed. On September 12, a new beach was opened farther south, at Cape Rachado, where the 23rd Division landed without any of the difficulties met at Morib. By the time the beaches were closed, Morib on 25th and Cape Rachado on 28th of September, 63,838 troops, 7,337 vehicles and 25,671 tons of stores had been landed over them. HMS Nelson and much of the covering forces sailed for Singapore later on the 9th once the beachhead had been established, arriving there at 08:30 on the 10th. Operation Tide Race forces had arrived in Singapore on September 4, 1945, meeting no opposition. By 1800, the Japanese had surrendered their forces on the island to Lieutenant General Sir Philip Christison aboard HMS Sussex. The formal surrender was finalized on September 12 at Singapore City Hall. Over 90 vessels were present in Keppel Harbour and Singapore Roads at the time of the surrender. It is unclear where else CQ-389 went after her release from Zipper operations. Post-war. LCQ-389 was returned to U.S. custody on March 14, 1946 at Manila and struck from the U.S. Naval Register April 17. She was sold by the State Department on February 27, 1948, fate unknown. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015 www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.